The following recording is from the previous cycle.
Today's daf is Soita daf Mem Vav, and we are at the Mishnah, the first Mishnah, daf Mem Hei Yomid Bey. So this morning we began Perek Egla Rufa, which obviously discusses the halachas of Egla Rufa, and the Mishnah and the Gemara is moving along discussing the basic halachas of Egla Rufa. Zok the Mishnah, Nimtza Mechuv V'Meshtei Ayaro, is if they measured to see which city the mace is closest to, and they found that it was smack in between two cities, so it's equidistant between two cities. It says the Mishnah, Shteya Mevio is Shteya Agolis. Divrei Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says both cities would have to bring an Egla, meaning you'd bring two Agolis. There's no halacha that it has to be only one Egla. The halacha is that whichever city is closest has to bring an Egla. If there are two cities that are equally closest, halacha is that they both have to bring. Then Yerushalayim mevi egla rufa. Not halacha. Yerushalayim does not bring an egla rufa. What if they found this cholol, this corpse, but unfortunately his body had been dismembered? So they found his head in one part.
How that happened?
B'makim echav v'gufa b'makim echav. They found the rest of his body someplace else. Malichan aroish etz laguf. So they take the head, they bring it to the rest of the guf, and that's where they measure from. Divrei Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Akiva says haguf etz laroish. No, you don't bring the head to the guf, but rather you bring the guf to the roish. Me'ayin hoyu moedidin. From where did they measure? Rabbi Elazar oimer mitivuroi. From the tibor of the stomach of this person, Rabbi Kiva Omer Mechaitmoy, it's from his nose. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer Mimakim Shanasa Cholol Mitzavar. The Gemara will explain. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says Mimakim Shanasa Cholol from the place where the wound happened, which is Mitzavari. We always assume that that's from the Tzavar. All of this will be explained in the Gemara. So the first halacha of the Mishnah was Nimtzu Mechuvim Mitzvei Ayara, is if the Cholol was found equally between two cities, so it's equidistant to two cities. Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah says that both cities bring the Egla Rufa. Nighttime in Rabbi Eliezer, what's Pshat Rabbi Eliezer, Kosovar, Rabbi Eliezer holds Efshel Etzamtzem. Number one, that it's possible for something to be equally close or distant to two places. Meaning, if you would hold Efshel Etzamtzem, you would say that it's inevitably a little closer to one city than it is to the other. There's a Mandam in Shas that holds Efshel Etzamtzem. That Manda Omar would hold that it's possible that the Cholol was just as close to one as it was to the other. Additionally, V'kreiva v'afilu kreivais. When we say that the halacha is that the city that's closest brings the Egla Rufa, even though it says a Lashon Zachar, the one that's closest, Lashon Zachar's Lav Davka, even Lashon Yochid, I'm sorry, even if it's two, you would have the same halacha. In Yerushalayim would be Egla Rufa. The Mishnah said Yerushalayim doesn't bring an Egla Rufa. The Amakrop, because the Pasuk says, L'rishta, that the city that brings the Egla Rufa was one of the cities that Klal Yisrael Yarshin, because Savar, Yerushalayim le'nischalku l'shvatim. Time of the Mishnah holds that Yerushalayim was not divided to the Shvatim. It's Machlokes and Shas, whether Yerushalayim was divided together with the rest of Eretz Yisrael by Yeshua Benun and Elazar Kohen Gadol. There's a mandama that holds Yerushalayim was nischalku l'shvatim, Binyamin and Yehuda, and this mandama that holds Yerushalayim was loin eschalku l'shvatim. This mandama that says Yerushalayim doesn't bring Egla Rufa is the mandama that holds Yerushalayim was loin eschalku l'shvatim. Nimtzer Roshoi b'makim echod. The Mishnah said that if you found the head in one area and then you found the rest of the guf in another area, it's machlokes, do you bring the head to the guf or do you bring the guf to the head? Another machlokes we had in the Mishnah, similar machlokes, was me'ayin hoyemoydidin. Where did they measure from? So Rabbi Eliezer said mitivuroi, and Rabbi Akiva said mechaitmai. Machlokes was, is it from the stomach of the cholol or is it from the nose of the cholol? So the Gemara, what's the machlokes? This first machlokes that was mentioned in the Mishnah, head to the guf or guf to the head? What are we talking about? Are we discussing where should you measure from? Should you measure from where the head is? Or should you measure from where the guf is? Hamidik Tani Seifa, isn't that the second machlokes in the Mishnah? There are two machlokes mentioned in the Mishnah, both of which seem to be very similar. But since the second in machlokes in the Mishnah says specifically, me'ayin hoyu moedidin michlal d'reish alay b'medidah, it seems pretty clear then that the first machlokes is not discussing medida. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak said, b'meis mitzvah koyotna mekoy moy kemifgil. Machlokes is regarding a completely different halacha. Halacha is a meis mitzvah kana mekoy moy. Wherever the meis mitzvah dies, that's where you have to bury the meis mitzvah. And the question over here is, what's the kana mekoy moy? Where do you bury this meis? Do you bury it where the head is? Or do you bury it where the rest of the guf is? When it comes time to burying, it's if, however, you find the head in one place and the guf someplace else, so what do you do? Rabbi Elazar says, take the head to the guf. Rabbi Kiva says, guf etzal roish, you bring the guf to the roish. What's the machlokes? Do you bring the head to the guf or the guf to the head? The assumption is that as this person was killed, so he was killed by a sword, that's what we saw in this morning stuff. So when he was killed, his body probably fell and the head rolled. The person probably died. The actual wound must have taken place where his guf is. The way it works is, if a person gets his head taken off, his head falls, and the guf continues running until it notices that his head fell off. Where did they measure from? So the first machlekes was with regards to meis mitzvah. What is the mekayimai? Is it where the roish fell? Or is it where the guf fell? And it's totally in where do we assume the person actually died? Could we assume he died where the head is? Or could we assume he died where the guf is? The second machlokes in the Mishnah was, when you find the cholo, where do you measure from? Do you measure from the nose, or do you measure from the stomach? Says the Gemara, b'maykom miflegi, what's that machlokes totally in? Why does the manama that say chaytem, and the other manama say stomach? Mar sava ikir chiyuse be'ape, umar sava ikir chiyuse betivure. The machlokes says, where is the ikir chiyus of a person? Is it in his nose? The source of a person's life. Is it in his nose? Or is it betivure, or is it in his stomach? Says the Gemara, lema gihani tanoi. Perhaps this machlekes is the same as another machlekes tanoi. Where is a child born from? Meaning, which part of his body is created first? Miroishai. So the first time in the Brayse it says, it's his head. So you find the word goizi in the context of the birth of a child. There's another pasuk that says goizi nizrech, pull out your hair, vashlichi, and throw it away. So you see goizi in the context of here, which is your head, and it says me imi ato goizi. Thus, there's a connection between where a child is born from and his head. The ikur chios then would be in his nose, which is in his head. Abishal oimer vitiburai, it's from his stomach. Umishaleach shrosha elach ve'elach. When the child is born, the stomach is created first, and then the roots grow elach ve'elach. So, says the Gemara, would seem that this machloikis is that machloikis. Meaning, you have a machloikis mehechan avlad noitzer. You have a machloikis mayin oyu moedidin. Says the Gemara, it would be very convenient to say that the two machloikis are not only zebezeh. That if you hold that the child is born from the roish, that's where the ikur chios then is, that's where the source of life is, that's what was created first, so he would then hold that's where you might it from. The madama that says that it's mitivurai would hold that the ikrichias is in his stomach, says the Gemara. No, afilo teima abashol, it's not muchach that these two machloikisin are totally zebezeh. Meaning, it could be that even abashol that holds mitivurai would hold that when it comes to medida, it's meiroichai, because that kind of come abashol el in yitzir. Abashol was talking about where the child is formed from. The chimitz of lad mimtzias emitzer. He holds that a baby is born first in the middle of his body and then the rest of the body is formed. El in chiyusa, it could be as it relates to chiyus, the everyone agrees that it's in his nose. The chsiv, as the pasuk says, "Koylash and nishmas ruachayim ba'apov." So if the nishmas ruachayim is ba'apov, so everybody agrees that the ikrichias of a person is in his af, which is his nose, his head area. I there's a machlokes mehechan avlad noitzer. It's a separate machlokes. Where's the child born from? And in terms of where the ikrichias is, it's clearly going to be in his head. Rabbi Lezman Yaakov, mimokum shenasa cholol meitzavori. My time is Rabbi Lezman Yaakov. Why is Rabbi Lezman Yaakov say that it's always the tzavor? Because the pasuk says loses oischa el tzavore chalale rishoyim. So you see tzavor and cholol together in the same pasuk. Thus, we assume that the cholol is always from the tzavar. So three shitas, me'ayin hoy moedidin. Is it from the chaytim? Is it from the stomach? Or is it from the tzavar, the chest area? Zokta mishlevaiter. Nifteru ziknei Yerushalayim. So the beginning of the process of Egla Rufa was done with the ziknei Yerushalayim. These were members of the Sanhedrin. How many members in the Sanhedrin? So this morning we saw three shitas in the Gemara. Three, five, or all the entire Sanhedrin, that was Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Shita. They had one job to do. Their job was to measure, to determine which city is closest to the Cholol, which city is going to have to bring the Egla Rufa. But once we determine which city has to bring the Egla Rufa, now the Skenim of that city are going to take over the process. So it says the Mishnah, Nifteru Ziknei Yerushalayim v'Hocholim. So the Ziknei Yerushalayim, they did their job, they did the Medida, they go home. The Ziknei Oisoir, now the Skenim of this closest city come out. And the Vien Eglis Bakar, they bring this eagle. Ashalei Moshchabayil, it has to be an eagle that never pushed a yoke, never did any work. The Eina Mum Poisalba, if the eagle has a mum, it is not possible. In contrast to a carbon, that has a mum, it's possible. This egel, even if it has a mum, is not going to be possible. We read the Reis L'Nachaleis, and they brought it to a Nachaleis, and the Gemara is going to clarify exactly what that means. But the Mishnah already gives us a little insight. Eisan k'mashmoy, Eisan means the way the Targum would teach the word Eisan, its literal translation, which is kosher. It's strong. But although the katchila it's supposed to be a nachal eisan, afa bishayinu eisan kosher, even if it's not strong, still it's going to be kosher. Then they would kill it with an axe. They would kill it from behind, so the impact would be from the back of the neck. Umekoyma, the area where this nachal eisan was, where they went through this process, asur milizraya, you were never allowed to sow that area. Umilavo, you couldn't do any work there. Umutalisrek shom pishol nakashom avodim. However, there are certain works, certain jobs you are allowed to do there, such as combing flax and chiseling stones. More about that in the Gemara. Ziknoisa ir. After they killed this egel, so this canon from this city, this bezdin that was overseeing this process of egel arufa would come out. They would wash their hands with water in the place where the egel was killed. For Amrim, and they would say as follows: Yodenu leishavchu es adam azeh. They would say, we are not guilty. Freak the Gemara, freak the Mishnah, Chial Datenu also. Do they have to throw this disclaimer out that they themselves are not guilty? What was the Havamino to ever think that they themselves were guilty? Elo, what the Mishnah means is, what they're saying is, they're making a disclaimer that we're not even a little bit guilty. Even indirectly, we didn't play a role. How could they have played a role indirectly? Maybe this Yid came to the city, and he was starving. He was a wanderer. He was going from shtetl to shtetl. He needed some food. And the skanim in the city didn't take care of him. Because they didn't take care of him, he had no choice but to try to rob or take something away from somebody else. A fight broke out. He ended up getting killed. So they have to pick up their hands and say, naturally, yodeinu lo shafcha sadam, that even indirectly, we're not responsible. Additionally, they said, they have to make a disclaimer and say, we didn't see him walking by himself and didn't offer him a levaya of some sort to make sure that nothing's going to happen. And finally, the kehanim would say, even though the pasuk concludes with the words, they didn't have to say that. Ruach HaKodesh mevasras, and Ruach HaKodesh would say that. Hadam, that if you're going to go through the process of Egla Rufa, everything is going to be fine. You're going to get a kapara. So the last words of the pasuk, even though when you read the pasuk, it sounds like it's all part of the narrative, it's all part of what they said, really not. They said, Kapal Amchi Yisrael Shepatisa Hashem, Valtitin Damnoki Bekarim Amchi Yisrael. The Ruach HaKodesh said, V'nekaper lohem adam, that if you do that, everything else is going to work out the way it's supposed to work out. The Mashon Chedush HaGadis, in fact, says that it's Mavur in Medrash, and he quotes the Targum Yonison, that both say that there was a skula, a special skula, that if the Skenim would do what they were supposed to do as far as Egla Rufa, ultimately they would end up finding the Reitzeach, they would end up finding this person that actually killed him. But just before we start the Gemara, one ha'ara. We made up not a lot of rate tonight, but just one ha'ara, and that is that the Mishnah says, v'chi al datenu also, that the first thing that happens is, Bezdin says, yodenu v'shofcha sadam. I saw him, there's Naim L'Torah, the Lutzker Rav, he says a beautiful ha'ara. He says, usually, b'noyik shaba'ayla, when somebody dies, there's a homicide. So what happens? All the Greis Hashisers, the Skenim, the courts, and the mayor, and all the chief of the police department, they all come out, they hold a press conference. We're going to find whoever it was committed this crime. We're going to make sure that our community is safe, etc. They right away become the Balabatim, and they're going to start investigating, they're going to start arresting people, interrogating, do whatever they need to do to find it. That's the way it is. The leaders go and start imposing their things upon everybody else. Sometimes you have shady investigations. That's usually the way it plays out. Klai Yisrael is just the opposite. The first people that we look at are actually the leaders. These are the person that are prime suspects. Number one, the Skenim have to come and they have to man up on their own. They have to say, Yodeinu lo shafcha sadam. Even indirectly, we're not responsible. So they can't just come as leaders and we're going to start taking. That's the first thing. The first thing is, Yodeinu lo shafcha sadam. Either way, Zokti Gemara. So the Mishnah said that Egla Arufa was Ein hamum poisel ba. So if the egla rufa had a mum, the mum did not make the egla rufa pasla. We have a whole amid gemara of drushes. So these are an amid gemara from here almost until the bottom of this long amid is all drushes based on the fact that egla rufa ain't a mum pasla. Says the gemara, the yehe mum pasla, the egla makabu chaymer. Wouldn't it make sense that a mum should make an egla rufa pasla? And why so? Based on a kalvachomer. Kalvachomer from Parah Aduma. Uma parash, ein hashanim poislis ba, just like a Parah Aduma, where there's no age limit in terms of how old or young a Parah Aduma has to be. If it's a Parah Aduma, if it's a red heifer, it's a red heifer. It doesn't matter how old it has to be. Still, the halacha is mum. Poisil ba. Still, if it has a mum, it's possible. Eglo, sheshanim poisil ba, the egla rufa that had to be of a certain age, in addition to a mum possible, then certainly a mum should make a possible. Says the Gemara, so based on the mid of Kalvachimer, a mum should make an egla rufa possible. Says the Gemara, Shani Hosam, Damarko, the Pasuk says, Asher aim ba mum, and we darshan ba mum possible, the aim mum possible egla. You can't learn from Paraduma that a mum should be possible somewhere else, because you have a mid of ba. Ba, only by Paraduma it's possible, but don't teach me from Paraduma something else. Elameata, Freik the Gemara, la you shara voidois possible spa. If that's the case, then other avoidos shouldn't be possible either. Meaning, the way Rashi explains the Gemara, inside, if you're going to tell me that the word ba is always a miut, and even though there was a basis to learn egla rufa from Paraduma, but it says ba in Paraduma, and that tells me that it can't be malame to the parash of egla rufa, then you have to be consistent, and you always have to use ba as a miut to allow it to overpower a potential drasha. Now, by egla rufa, it also says the word ba. So the Gemara's kasha is that shara voidais poislois shouldn't be possible by paraduma. Now, if you look in the parash of paraduma, it says clearly that v'yikhwe lecha paraduma temima asher ein ba mum asher loy ola oleha oil. So there is a halacha that a paraduma has to be a para that never did any work, but it's very specific in terms of what kind of work. It says asher loy ola oleha oil. It never had a yoke put upon it, but it sounds like if it did any other work not involving a yoke, then it would be fine. By egla rufa, it's clear in the Torah asher loy ubad ba asher loy moshka ba oil. It mentions yoke. But it also says Ashaloy Ubad Ba. So the Gemara's kasha is that we know that Loch is that a paraduma, although it says only Ashaloy Lo Le Oil, even if it did any other work, still it's possible. And we learned it out from Egla Rufa. The kasha is by Egla Rufa, it says Ba. So just like you're telling me I can't learn Egla Rufa from Para with regards to Mum Paisal Ba, because it says the word Ba, and Ba is a magic word that says you can't learn anything from it, that you shouldn't be able to learn paraduma from egla rufa either, because by egla rufa it also says ba. So what's the kasha? Alom am Rabbi Yehuda Merav. Why do we say in the name of Rav? If somebody put the bunch of sacks on top of a paraduma, the paraduma is puzzle. It can't be a paraduma. Why? Because it did work, but it's not an oil. The teretz is you learn it now from egla rufa. The kasha is it says ba. Be'eglo, achetimshoich. Eglo, you'd have to do more than that. But the point is, how could you learn paraduma from eglo? Says the Gemara, shani para. No, you're reasoning, you're clearing it out. The alfinon oil ol me'eglo. You have xera shava oil. And being that you have xera shava, that overpowers ba. But the Gemara says, if you have xera shava paraduma to eglo, which overpowers ba, then learn the same xera shava that eglo, a mum should passel, just like a para. So tasty oil ol me eglanami tasty oil ol me para. But the Gemara says, I'm yid rachmana ba. The Gemara says, ba eglanami ksiv ba. So, right, we have to be consistent. And for the Gemara, humi boy le mute kachim, you're right. Really, the oil would overpower the ba. The reason, however, we don't darshan the ba by Egla to tell me that you can't learn Paraduma from Egla is because I need the Ba to teach me something else. To teach me Lamute Kachem the Pasla Bahu Avoida. That Avoida doesn't passel by Kachem. So if somebody has a carbon that he wants to bring as an oil or a chatas that once did work, it doesn't make it passel. What would be the Havamin that should be passel? It's a very good Havamin that should be passel. So could I take a minute to Kavachem me Egla? I would have learned it out from this same Kavachem. Ma Egla she'em mum paisalba, Avoida paisalisba, Kachem mum paisalisba, in it didn't she Avoida paisalisba. But the Gemara says, Ikilamifrach, I have an easy cash on that Kavachem. I don't need ba for that Kavachem because I have a pirch on it. Ma Egla she'em shonim paisalisba. Shonim pasel by an egla. Kachim shonim don't pasel. The Gemara says that's not true. Ato kachim me like the pasel but shonim. There are certain karbonos where the age matters. For example, the karbon Pesach. There are karbonos where the age matters. Ki itzich kro lahanuch kachim the pasel but shonim. I need it for those types of kachim where shonim pasul. I would have had the kavah chaymer for that. I use ba. So ba is not coming lemute paraduma. Ba is coming lemute shar kachim. The kachim the loy paslu bahu avoida mehacha nafka mehasam nafka. But the Gemara asks, I still have a kasha. So you're telling me that although it says ba in the parsha egla rufa, still I can learn paraduma from egla rufa with the gezer shava oilol to tell me that just like a egla rufa that does any work, even not just a yoke, is puzzle. Paraduma has the same halacha. It says ba. Ba is not coming lemute. Paraduma. Pa is coming lemute shar kachim. Freit the Gemara, I don't need ba to be memayit shar kachim because I know that shar kachim is nismayit from somewhere else. Where is that somewhere else? For kachim v'loy pasul avoida mehacha nafke mehasam nafke. It says iveris oishavar oicharus oyabelos oigarav oyalefes loy sakrivu eile lashem. And we learn from there eile iatom makriv aval atom makriv kachim shenefte b'mavoida. That's the parsha that says that an animal that has a mum is possible for a carbon. And it says, Eila, only a mum possible. Is there something else that doesn't possible? What's the something else that doesn't possible? That is, if it had avoided done. So you see, I have a parsha mineu bey in the halachas of kachim that tell me that avoided doesn't possible. I don't need a miut of ba in the parsha of Egla Rufa, says the Gemara, you're right. I have a miut from the parish of Kachem in Eubay, but I need a second meat. It's Ruchsog that I would have thought had I only had one meat, Hanimili Hechot of Ben Avoidas Heter. Then what is it? Nismayet, only if it was Avoidas Heter. Avoidas Heter doesn't make the carbon possible. Avoidas Isser, if the Avoidas that was done by Isser, Emelitzer, maybe it should be Yasser. Tzricha. But the Gemara says, Vanami Mihacha Nafka. I have another drasha. I already have a second drasha. It says, Miyad Ben Necher Le Zakrivu Aslechem Alekechem Mikol Eila. This is in the parsha of a goy bringing a carbon. So a goy is not allowed to, is allowed to bring a carbon, but his carbon is not allowed to have a mum. And we darshan, eila iata makriv, avalata makriv, kachim, shenefta behena voida. So I have a second drasha in the parsha of mumin to tell me only a mum makes it possible. However, a voida doesn't make it possible. So again, what do I need buff for? So the Gemara says, no, I need a third mit. It's truch. So I would have thought, when is it a problem? Maybe if the avodah was not when it was chulin. Avo ava ben kishen kachim emelitzru tzricha. So the bottom line is that there are three miyutim that tell me that if an animal that's kachim that you want to bring as a carbon once had avodah done with it, meaning it once worked, it's still kosher, it could still be a carbon. Why do I need three drushes to tell me the same thing? Had I only had one drusha, I would have thought that maybe it's kosher if it had avodah done while that was not osir while it was chulin. I need a second drasha to tell me that even if the avodah was heter, if it was done while it was kachim, it's still not a problem. I need a third drasha to tell me that even if the avodah that was done was iser, like it was kalayim, it was done on Shabbos maybe, even then the halach is avodah is never going to make it possible. So technical gemara, but we're only halfway home. Gufa, Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav, Hiniach Oleh Udoshal Sakin, if they took a bunch of sacks and they put it on top of the animal, on top of the egla, psula. The halach is, it's going to be possible. Ube egla, additionally, if they put a yoke on top of the egla, it is a problem, but only if it does meshicha, if it actually moves the yoke. If it doesn't move the yoke, it's not going to be possible. Now, this nuance is based on the Lashon HaPasuk that says regarding the egla rufa, ashalei moshcha ba'oil. It doesn't say that you didn't put the oil on top of it, but ashalei moshcha ba'oil. You actually didn't schlep the oil. That's what makes it a problem. If you look by Parah Aduma, the Lashon there is a little bit different. Ashalei olo le'a oil. So there it says ashalei olo le'a oil. There it says ashalei moshcha ba'oil. So from there we learn this halacha that the only time an oil is a problem by an egla rufa is dafka if it was mashcha ba'el. Feit the Gemara kasha. Meisvei. Oil. It says oil. Ein li ela oil. Shara vaydis minayin. How do you know? Shara vaydis. Regarding the parah aduma. Amrit kalvachemer. Uma egla she'em mum poysel ba. Shara vaydis poysel isba. The kalvachemer we just said. Madachen egla rufa. Where the mum doesn't make a puzzle. Shara vaydis do make a puzzle. Parah. She'em mum poysel ba. Ein edin she'shara vaydis poysel ba. Says the Gemara. If nav shecholoymer. And if you're going to ask a kasha on the kalvachemer, don't worry about it. I'll answer the kasher. Nemer kan oil, v'nemer lahalan oil. Avik zera shava. Ma'ala halan shara avodas poislis. Just like egla rufa, it says oil, and it's lav dafka oil. Other avodas make a puzzle as well. Afkan shara avodas poislis. Ma'ay im nafsh cholema. What's that kasher that you could have asked? So the Gemara says the kasher was as follows. The chitain ikel mifrach ma'ala egla shakin shonim poislis law. The same shakla v'tai we had in the beginning of the sugyo. Egla maybe is more chamor. And that's why Shara Avodas Apostle, why is it more chamer? Shekein Shanim Paisleispa. Inami, or another percha you could have asked, Kachem Yoichichu, Shemum Paisle Behen, Vein Avoida Paiseles Behen. Or you could always argue that Kachem is a Techiach, because by Kachem you find the Mum makes it possible, and Avoida doesn't make it possible. So it's not inconsistent to have such a scenario by the Paradum as well. Nemar Kanoil, Venebala Halonoil, Ma'ala Halon Shara Avoides, Avkan Shara Avoides. And the pricing continues. Umi Mokim Shebosso, Ma'ala Halon Achetim Shoich, Avkan Achetim Shoich. Just like by Egla Rufo, it's actually Moshcho, you have to actually be Moshech the oil. So to here, it's Achetim Shoich, you'd have to be Moshech the oil. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? This was all a Meisvei. Why was this a Meisvei? Because Yehuda Merav said that there's a chilik between Paradumo and Egla Rufo based on the nuance in the Lashon HaPasuk. By the Parah Aduma, it says, Asher loy olo olea oil. By the Egla Rufa, it says, Asher loy moshcha boil. And based on a poshet diktuk in the Pasuk, Rav Yudam Rav said, there's a chilek in halacha. Egla Rufa, you have to be moshcha oil. Over here, as long as the oil is on top of it, that in itself is going to be enough. But the Gemara's Kash is, you have a Mefurish or Braisa that says, from the Gzeir Shava, oil, umimakoim shebasa, that it's always going to be the same halacha. You always have to be moshech toil. So how could Rav Yudam Rav be keneged a braisa? Says the Gemara Tanoihi. Really, it's a machlokes tanoim. The ikud ha'maisilam me'egla and ikud ha'maisilam me'gufa the para. There's a machlokes tanoim. What the makor to shara voidois by egla by para aduma is, and based on that, ichapsa nafkemina this shaila right here. How so? The Gemara explains. Time we went to the brayso oil. Ainly ela oil. Shara voidois minayin. Talmud loymar ashaloi olo oleo oil mikol makor. Ashaloi olo oleo is mikol makor. That teaches me that oil is lav dafka. Im came out talmud loymar oil. If oil is lav dafka, why did it say oil? Oil poisel ben b'shas avoida ben shloi b'shas avoida. Shara voidois ain poisel el b'shas avoida. The chiddush of oil is that even if you didn't put the oil on top of the animal with intent for it to work, doesn't matter. Olo leo oil, you already have a problem. Ve'ema ashalei olo leo klal. Why don't you say ashalei olo leo is a klal? Oil prat. Klalu prat, em bechlal ela mashe beprat. Oil in midiach rini loy. Why don't you have a classic klalu prat? So the Gemara says, because it says asher loy olo leo oil. And asher ribuyhu is a riboy. That's marba and says that even though based on the mead of klal uprat, all you should have is the oil, asher is going to be a riboy. V'tanya nami gabi eglo ki ay gav. No, we have a similar brisa by eglo. Oil in liyelo oil. Sharavoidis minayin. How do you know sharavoidis? Talmud loymar asher loy ubad bo. Mikol makon imkain mat tamalei oil. So why did it say oil? Oil poisel be mishas avoida ben shalei mishas avoida. Sharavoidis in poislois. Almost the exact same brisa that we had by Paraduma. The ema ashalay ubad ba klal oil prat klal uprat im bchal olav mashav prat oil in midiachrini loy says the Gemara asher ribuyu. Either way, so we have over here another shita that holds that you don't ever learn Paraduma. The point was not the klal prat. The point is, are you learning egla rufa and paro one from the other, or are they two independent drushes? One is not necessarily being learned out from the other, so that the nafkamino would be, if you're learning out one from the other, so then mimakim shabasa, so then the halachas would have to be the same. But if you're not learning out one from the other, they're learned out independently, they don't have to be the same. So Rudom Rav that said that there is a chilik between the paradum and the egla rufa, whether it's ashaloi olole oil or it's ashaloi moshchob oil, it's because he learned that one is not learned out from the other. Says the Gemara, Amar Avavo, boy, mi name Rabbi Yechonon, Meshichas oil bekamo. So you have to be moshech boil. How much do you have to be moshech? Amar Leikim loy oil. The amount of the size of the oil. So if the oil is 2 feet, you have to move it 2 feet. So I boil the ark of the rachba. Do you mean the length of the oil? Or do you mean the width of the oil? Amar Leikim Rabbanon, Rabbi Yaakov Shmei. So Rabbi Yaakov said, Ledi Mirfus Leim Neid Rabbi Yechonon, I heard Pshaf from Rabbi Yechonon. Meshichas oil le rachba. It's the width and how wide is a typical oil, tefach. V'leim tefach. So just say tefach. Hakumash melunch. You would oil tefach havoi. Why? L'mayin afkin l'mekach memkra. If you make up with someone, you're going to buy or sell oil. So it has to be at least wide a tefach. If it's not wide a tefach, then already you can start tining that you didn't give me what you told me you were going to give me. Omar Rabbi Yochanan ben Shaul. So we have a little, we come up for breath for about 9 seconds with a little bit of agadata. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, we had a whole mesecht of agadata. We're a little spoiled. Omar Rabbi Yochanan ben Shaul. Mipnei ma omar teiro. Hevi egla b'nachal. Why did the Torah say that the eagle should be brought dafka in the nachal? Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yavai davar shalayasa peiros. Let take something that never produced any peiros, this eagle, and let's kill it in a nachal eson, that's an area that doesn't have the ability to make peiros. So that it will be mechaper al mishalei hinichu lasis peiros. And this person who is not allowed to be oisah peiros. Freit the Gemara, my peiros. What kind of peiros are we talking about? Ilei mepiri verivya. Do we mean children? Meaning this person wasn't allowed to have children. Elamiyata azokin vasaros halchin naimler afinon. Let's say the man was old or he was a saris. He physically couldn't have children. So maybe there should be no halacha vegalarufa because he's not a person. Shloi hinichu lasis peiros. Ella, what it means is mitzvahs. They didn't allow him to do mitzvahs. The peiros of a person over here in this Gemara means a person's mitzvahs. This person wasn't given an opportunity to do mitzvahs, and it's for that reason that this, we bring the egla arufa and all the symbolism of people, an egla that's not oisah peiros and an area that's not oisah peiros, to show what tragedy took place here. And the tragedy that took place is lo yinichu lasis peiros. And this is something that we've talked about in the past, that the ikur tragedy when a person dies is not that human life was lost. It's not the fact that a person has a neshama. It's that every person has a potential. And when a person is taken away from this world, that unique potential that person has, his individuality, no longer exists in the world. Reuven can't serve Hashem the way Shimon can, who can't serve Hashem the way Levi can. Every person has his own unique set of talents, and his talents were given to him to serve Hashem. And when a person's taken away from the world, that talent set is taken away from the world to the point where it's not replaceable. In fact, one of the reasons that we say Kaddish after somebody dies is because when a person dies, there's a certain quite covered Hashem that's taken away from the world. Because every person has a unique ability to give covet to the Eibishta. And when that person is killed, so that unique Kvod Shamayim no longer exists in the world. And that's one of the ideas of Yiskadol v'Yiskada Shmei Rabba. The idea is to make sure that that Kvod Shamayim isn't something that's going to be lost. It's interesting. The Gemara asks Akasha, and the Havamina of the Gemara. The Gemara thought, what does Peiros mean? Peiros means physical Peiros. It means children. That perhaps we need to be mechaper for the fact that this person who could have had children, now that he's not alive, can't have children anymore. But the Gemara says, if that's the case, if someone's a zokin, if someone's a saris, you shouldn't have the halacha of egla rufa. So this is the Gemara, you're right, it must mean mitzvahs. So I saw in the Sefer Nachal Esan, that's Reb Chaim Kanievsky's Sefer that we spoke about this morning. So Reb Chaim asked that, what would be then if the person was a shaita, or the person was a cheresh, someone who's not chayiv and mitzvahs? Just like when the Gemara thought that peiros means peri verivya. The Gemara thought, zokin the saris not. So now that it means mitzvahs, maybe someone that's potter from it. He's a cotton, one day I'll be chayv mitzvahs. But a shaita is never going to be chayv mitzvahs. So if a shaita is never going to be chayv mitzvahs, what about a shaita? So he gets involved in all the lumdis. A shaita is only potter from chiyuv mitzvahs, but of course if he does a mitzvah, he's mekayim a mitzvah. But I think along the spirit of what we're talking about, the whole theme of lohi nichu lasis peiros is that every person has a potential. A shaita also has, but shaita was also put on this world to give kvod shamayim. A shaita, with all his meshagasin, is also gives kvod shamayim. Kol ma shebara kadosh baruch hu ba'ilamoy lo'ibara ela l'chvoidai. A yid, a guy, it's adamant, inanimate, it doesn't matter. Everything has a purpose. That's the spirit of this halacha. The spirit is that a person has an ability to give kvod shamayim, whether he's a shaita or a cheresh, it doesn't matter who he is. That is the key. Zok to Gemara. Tana rabbanu, aminai le'eson shu kasha. How do you know that the word eson means kasha? Says the Gemara, shenemar eson moishavecha. The simbisela kinecha. So you have the word eson together with the word sela. Sela is a rock is hard. Thus, eson means hard. But Omer, another pasuk, shimu harim es riv Hashem, v'ho esonim moistei yaretz. So the moistei yaretz are the mountains. Esonim are put together with mountains. Mountains, Rashi says, are rocky. They're made of stone. Thus, you see that eson means hard. Achein remayrim, a different shot. Eson doesn't mean hard. Eson means something else. Minay le'eson shu yosha. Any other word, Esa means old. Shenema goy Esan hu goy me oilam hu. Ba'orf en Esa bekoifetz me achareo. So they used to kill it from behind. My taima gomer arifa me chatas oif. By chatas oif it says me mul arfoi. They used to kill the chatas oif from its neck, from behind. So too, the egla arufa was done in the same way. The Lashon arufa, there it says mul arpoi, it was done from behind. That's the way they used to kill this egla. Umekayma aser, mil Israya, umil yavi. Tana Rabbanon, it says, asher lo ye aved boy, That's what the pasuk says. Lishava, Divi Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yoshia says that it means that the Nachal has to be a piece of land that in the past tense, no work was ever done there. If work was done there in the past, then it's going to be a problem. Divrei Rab Yoshia. No, we're talking about the future. That once you do the Egla Rufa and this Nachal Eisan, this piece of property is off limits in the future. Rava said as follows. Everybody agrees that Lehaba, you're not going to be able to use it. And the reason is the Chsiv, V'lo Yizareya. It says the word V'lo Yizareya, which is in the future tense. Ki Pliki Lishava. The question is, can you also not use an area that was once worked or not? Rabbi Yeshia says, Mikseh Veloye Aved. It doesn't say Veloye Aved, so therefore, it's mashma that even in the Avar, it's going to be Rabbi Yenison. Mikseh Asher Loy Nevad. Doesn't say Asher Loy Nevad either. Rabbi Yeshia Asher Lisha Avar Mashma. Rabbi Yenison Asher Riboyu. So it's a little bit of a misleading pasuk, because on the one hand, it says Asher suggests we're talking about something that happened in the past, but then again it says lo ye'aved. Ye'aved sounds like something that's happening in the future. So that's what this machloek is, Rabbi Yeshia and Rabbi Yonason, is do we emphasize the Asher or do we emphasize the ye'aved? One last gemara. Umuter lisroik sham pishton ulenakir sham avonim. Tanu rabbanon. Asher lo ye'aved by v'lo yizarei. Ein li'el izriyo. Shara v'edis minayin. It says in the Torah that in the past or the future, depending on the Shita, two things. You can't do work, you can't sow that area. What about different avodas? Talmud loymar ashor lo yeyavid by mikol market. Sounds like anything. Im kei mat talmud loymar v'lo yizareya. Loymar l'chamaz v'yem yuched the shiba gufa shal karka. Just like Zeriya is a work that's done in the actual land. Av kol shiba gufa shal karka. Yotze srikas pishton v'nikar avonim she'enim gufa shal karka. As opposed to different types of jobs that are not in the actual land, that's not going to be an issue. V'ei ma'asha lo yeyavid by klal. Afraid to gemara, why don't you dash in a classic klal prat? Asher lo yeyavid by yizak says the Gemara, what it said in Amud Aleph, Asher Ribuyu, that although you have a Klal of Prat, but you also have the word Asher, Asher is a Ribuyu, is telling me that although really you should have a Klal of Prat, in this case, you're not going to have the Klal of Prat.